Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Brian Gross, the president of Bach the Rock Franchise. Bach the Rock is a music education school for students of all ages, from early childhood through high school and beyond. The Bach the Rock method is based on the belief that learning music is fun, and students learn best when they play music they enjoy. And that's coming right up on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future, and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. Get 3 months of free advertising when you sign up for our one-year package. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews. And as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Brian Gross, who is the president of Bach the Rock. And Bach the Rock is a music education school for students of all ages, from early childhood through high school and beyond. The Bach the Rock method is based on the belief that learning music is fun, and students learn best when they play music they enjoy. Hey, Brian, how you doing today? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marty. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure, Brian. You know, we've been doing the show now 5 years, and we were saying earlier that this is probably one of the most interesting concepts we've had on the show, you know, so we're very excited to have you on today. Well, like to ask our guest, where are you calling from this morning?
I'm actually calling from our headquarters in Bethesda, Maryland.
Okay, great. How's the weather down there today, Brian?
Cold and rainy. How about yourself?
It is. Okay, it's not bad up here. It's cold, but it's not raining yet. So it's probably coming up our way, though. We're in eastern Pennsylvania, so we'll probably get hit later on. So what were you doing before Bach the Rock, Brian? I know you have an interesting background.
Yeah, I've sort of been all over the map, if you say that. I've been a banker. I've been a marketing executive for multinational brands like CoverGirl and DiGiorno Pizza.
Wow.
For a franchisor in Sylvan Learning Centers. And I've also started my own business that my wife now runs, where we design and manufacture and wholesale children's shoes.
That's fantastic. I'm sure you've taken all that experience and kind of apply it to, you know, what's going on with Bach the Rock right now. If you guys were at a franchise show and someone came up to your booth, Brian, how would you describe Bach the Rock? I mean, what would you say to them if they said, what do you guys do?
Yeah, I mean, at its essence, it's a concept where we're teaching music primarily to kids, but also to adults and even senior citizens.
Wow.
And we do it in what we think is a unique and unusual way. I'm sort of the classic failure story in music education. As a child, I took guitar lessons. A woman came to my home, and it was a one-on-one experience in my home. We worked out of sort of traditional method and songbooks. The John Denver songbook I remember to this day. I was into heavy metal at the time, so it was a mismatch for my personality. What we try and do is transform it almost like in a little league team sports environment. So we do have the private lesson where you're working with our professional musicians, but we have our own custom arrangements of music that kids want to listen to and play. But more importantly, we put them into social interactions playing with other kids. So whether that's a classical ensemble, if that's the path they choose, or a jazz ensemble, or a rock band, the real thrill is being able to play with other musicians and other kids your age, or even adults. You know, we have many adult bands. We have what we call mommy bands. They're stay-at-home moms that come together during the day and play. We have daddy bands. We have senior citizens ensembles. It's really the joy of playing with other kids, other people.
I love the analogy of, you know, almost like a little league or baseball team, you know. I mean, it really is. And I had the same experience as yourself where, you know, the gentleman came to your house and taught you how to play guitar. And it wasn't very interesting. It was very quick to kind of like lose your enthusiasm playing the John Denver songs and things like that, because that's not what you wanted to play or I wanted to play, you know. So I think the whole system is very clever how you guys set it up. How about a little background on the history of the organization? Like, how did this whole thing come about?
Sure. Yeah, it was actually our founder, Jeff Levin, was a middle school music teacher. He was Juilliard trained. He was a professional musician, and he was in the school system. And, you know, as with many teachers in the school system, they sometimes have ideas on how they might do things differently. And Jeff, same type, and he thought there was a better way to bring things to children through music, and started his own school, actually here in Bethesda. It's our flagship corporate store. And by chance, Cambridge Information Group, who's the owner of Bach to Rock, the principal's behind it, one of the executives here took his son for lessons at Jeff's school. And he was actually a musician himself, David Levy.
Right.
And he just fell in love with what Jeff was doing. He thought you know, the brilliance of it was maybe simplistic in approach as we talk about it now, but not. It was like unlike anything else that was available.
Mm-hmm.
And David brought it back to Cambridge Information Group. We instantly recognized how unique and transferable this concept would be nationwide, and partnered with Jeff and, you know, acquired the business and have grown it since.
That's fantastic. I'm a marketing professor. One of the things I tell my students is to, you know, pay attention as far as, you know, what's going on in our society today. And it seems like, you know, with all the American Idols and my wife loves these shows, The Voice and all those other shows, it would seem like it seems like there's a need, you know, for this kind of franchise or this kind of service, so you could say. Would you agree?
Absolutely. There's actually two interesting forces in play right now.
Mm-hmm.
One is that the school systems are moving away from music and the arts. You know,
yes.
So they're scaling back on their programs, making it less available to students. At the same time, it's never been more popular. And you mentioned the television shows, Glee, American Idol, Voice, X Factor, but also things like Apple and iTunes. And then even when you think about gaming, Rock Band and Guitar Hero were two of the top 10 best-selling games as of a year or two ago in history. And then compound that with instrument ownership is actually at a decade-all high, And concepts like Best Buy are rededicating floor space. So in over 100 of their units, they're taking out 3,000 square feet and dedicating it to music instrument sales and PAs and things of that nature. Even the Walmarts and the Targets have gotten into the low end of the business with aisles of instruments. So it's an interesting dynamic. Everyone's moving towards music and instruments and playing and listening. Well, at the same time, the schools are moving away from it. So there's a huge gap for the youth of just getting exposure and getting education in it.
Absolutely. It sounds like technology is a big part of this business, would you say? I mean, has technology played a role with Bachtorak?
It really has, both on the customer side and also on the business side. So each one of our schools is fully outfitted with a professional recording studio. As part of our philosophy of having children and adults play together, that's coupled with working on original songwriting and also working in our professional recording studios so that you can sort of see how this comes to fruition. And it's not that everyone wants to be a rock star or an opera singer or whatever, but it's just one of those things where it just furthers your education. You sort of understand music better when you're trying to write your own music and then when you're recording it. So from a technology standpoint, obviously that's been a huge component of it. But also from a business standpoint, our entire backbone of our business is a proprietary system called Harmony Gateway that we built to basically run the school. And it does everything from CRM, management of prospect inquiries, to billing, scheduling, payroll. It's really, sort of the soup, the nuts and bolts in the entire of the business.
Wow, something. The industry, it's hard to, I guess, classify you guys. I mean, as far as what industry you guys are actually in, Brian, I mean, would you say, is it education industry? And are there any numbers as far as how big your industry actually is?
Yeah, that's a great question. Because in terms of our locations, we're service retail. You know, we're in Class A retail locations, so we're open 7 days a week, a lot of hours, most holidays.
Yeah.
It is education. I mean, at the end of the day, our job is to teach music to our students. And there really isn't a true, branded competitor that you can point to. A lot of mom-and-pop music schools around the country. It's a lot of music teachers that will either come to your home or you'll come to their home. But there isn't that, sort of well-known, established brand across the country or internationally that you can point to. But when you look at, music education, obviously it's the industry is enormous. The number of students, regardless of age, that take music instruction is very, very large. So the opportunities for someone like ourselves are great, and we really envision ourselves of having 400 or 500 of these nationwide. And because music, applies to any language, we really see this as an international concept over time.
Oh, I would agree with that, absolutely. So to put you on the spot, what's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since joining Bachtorak? It's hard to say if one thing stands out, but is there anything that...
I'd say there's one personal and then we'll do one company. I mean, for myself, when it really sort of hit me how unique and fascinating this concept was, we have a twice-a-year Battle of the Bands where all of our, the idea is that in a co-op you would do this, but right now our co-op is our corporate stores. There's 6 corporate stores in the Washington, D.C. area. We bring together kids in the elementary, middle, and high school age divisions together for 3-day festival of music at a nationally renowned venue called the 930 Club here in Washington, D.C. And we had, most recently in December, 100 bands competing over those 3 categories over about 24 hours. And, we have press there from, all the major outlets. We have television there. And you have kids that, are in first, second, third grade that you would think are professional musicians. It's amazing
to
watch kids in front of audiences of upwards of 1,000 people, just seasoned professionals. And to see all of that just makes you, just makes you understand just how compelling this is.
Oh, absolutely.
And then certainly last year as a company when we were recognized by Inc. Magazine as one of the fastest 500 growing companies, privately held companies in America, that sort of validated that what we're doing really makes sense in the marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw that. Congratulations on that, by the way. I mean, that's fantastic. I thought that was huge. So what types of characteristics do you look for in your franchisees?
That's a good question. A lot of people ask, you know, I'm not a musician, but this sounds really interesting. That's okay. In fact, being a musician is by no means a prerequisite. I'm not a musician, although I had those lessons as a child. Really, at the end of the day, it's someone who's dedicated to running a business, so they have a strong management or business background.
Mm-hmm.
They have the ability to build teams, teams in the sense of your administration, your administrative team, as well as your musicians that are teaching your students, and someone who has a passion. You don't have to be a musician, but it's certainly if you have passion for either kids or education or music, I always encourage people to sort of work in an area they can be passionate about.
Absolutely. This is well said. So what's the training like once someone says, you know, I want to be part of this whole thing, I want to become a franchisee? What's the training like from there, Brian?
Certainly. Well, it certainly starts, we provide support and from the very beginning, from site selection, lease negotiation, you know, architectural and contractor support. But then, of course, there's a couple different sets of training we do. We do a 90-day out training where we're giving you a lot of the initial activities that you're going to need to get started with to get to be successful. Then we do another training 30 days out where it's now becoming more focused on, okay, when we're getting ready to open, these are the things you're going to need to be proficient around.
Right.
And then we actually are on site at your opening to be there to make sure that you're ready to go, and if not, we're there to support you to make you successful. And then we'll have ongoing training, most of which will be in person, but we're also trying to create some virtual or web-based training so that people can continue to learn about our programs, our methods, new ways of teaching. You know, it's a never-ending cycle of sort of constantly coming up with new approaches, new arrangements, new ways to bring music to the students.
That's fantastic. Is there a typical day, would you say, for a Bach to Rock franchisee? Are there Mondays?
Yeah, I would say there's
Fridays.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay, cool.
I wouldn't say there's a typical day, but I'll give you some of the things that you may do on any given day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the nice thing is we want our franchisee or site director to really become part of the community. While we want to be a nationally branded music school, it's really at the school level, it needs to be part of the local community. So it's kids and parents and adults from the community coming to the school. And as such, when they're out performing, because remember, performance is such a key component,
right,
they're back out in the community performing. And all of the instructors are coming from that community to work for us. So it's really key. So in a typical day, you know, before the school is really up and running, you might be out working with local coffee houses, restaurants,
mm-hmm.
business associations, schools, churches, things like that, and both talking about bringing your programming to them and as well as bringing your performers to them. Certainly, there's always the constant need for customer service and talking to prospective customers. There's always hiring and training of your staff. There's the day-to-day of just all the students coming in. We do have programs from as young as 3 years old, so there's some morning activity with early childhood. There's activity with adults and seniors during the day, and then all the children that are in school typically come between 3 and 8 p.m. And then the weekends, we sprinkle in birthday parties and other activities to support it. We have a really neat birthday party concept. You don't need to be able to play music. You could never have picked up an instrument in your life.
Wow.
And in 2 hours, we'll have a group of kids playing a song, going into our studio, recording it, and leaving with a disc of their work for the day.
God, that's a big market right there in itself. I mean, it's just, you know, in studying all the different opportunities that can come from this type of service is really quite amazing. What advice, because you have tremendous experience all around, Brian. I mean, what advice would you give to our listeners? We call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. They're kind of set on the fact that they want to buy a franchise, but most of them just don't know where to begin because there's like, you know, 2,000, 3,000 different opportunities out there. What would you say to them?
Yeah, there's a handful of things I'd look at. It goes back to, I'd start with, look for something that is unique and that you have passion for.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, there are so many different options out there.
Yeah.
You really, this is something that you hope you're going to be doing for a while, and you want to be able to really enjoy what you do every day. And so first and foremost, I'd start there. And then obviously there are financial considerations, and it's key to make sure that whenever you start a business that you're not undercapitalized. So, you know, make sure that you can afford to get into the concept you're getting into. Because in the beginning of anybody who's ever started a business, the beginning's always rough. I mean, it's not an easy thing. If it was, everybody would be able to do it. So you always need to be able to go in prepared. And if you're passionate about what you do and you're prepared financially for it, then, you know, with good work ethic and with a little bit of luck, you can be successful.
Wow. So what's next for you guys, Brian? I mean, it sounds like you have an idea of how many, I guess, franchises you'd like to have in the future. But if you like a five-year plan, where do you see yourself?
Yeah, we're really excited. we hope to be able to announce later this month the signing of our first franchise agreement for a multi-unit deal on the East Coast, and that'll sort of kick us off on what we hope is to start an East Coast expansion of franchising along with some additional corporate stores, and then ultimately over the next 2 to 5 years, expansion westward. And like I said, our goal is really, you know, 400 to 500 franchises in the U.S., and then certainly, you know, this concept has legs internationally. And, you know, what we hope to be able to say is that Bacharach has, you know, been the branded national music school that doesn't exist today.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah, I can see you guys, of course, going to an international franchise convention and a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs taking that concept back to their country. You know, it makes a lot of sense. What about the location? I didn't really ask you much about the location, like, how much space is required, and do you need to be in a key location for this type of service?
We our prototype is 2,500 square feet.
Okay, 2,500. Okay.
It's not absolute, but we typically look at retail space.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice, particularly when you're talking about the children that are our students. You know, the mom can drop off and have the flexibility to either go to the grocery store, the drugstore, the cleaners, grab a cup of coffee at Starbucks, you know, something that gives them some usage of their time that they enjoy as well. In terms of, specifics, because it is a music school, because noise is a consideration,
we're typically
looking at single-story units, you know, if you have to start soundproofing ceilings or floors, you get into some additional complexity there. But, you know, we have locations. We have 6 corporate stores I mentioned. 4 of them are in retail. One's actually in a multi-use building, and one's actually in an industrial space. So as long as you have an aggregation of households with we measure it based on number of households with children over a certain income threshold. Pretty much if you can, within a 5-mile radius, have that density, then we know you can have a successful Bacharach.
That's fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners where they can get more information on becoming a franchisee and all the other things that Bacharach does, Brian? Any websites they should go to?
Absolutely. They can go to our website. It's b2rmusic.com.
Okay.
That's b2rmusic.com.
Easy enough. That's fantastic. And I'd like to thank you again for coming on the show. I think you guys have an amazing and very interesting concept, you know, so I know our listeners are going to be fascinated with this one. And, you know, we'd like to already invite you back towards, like, the end of the year, Brian, you know, and watch you guys as you you continue to grow.
Marty, we'd love to do that. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks so much, Brian. You have a great day today. And we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. For over 4 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Check out our weekly franchise radio show, where each week, you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi everyone, this is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now over 2 years with over 111 shows under our belt, and during that time frame we've had some incredible quotes on our show. Today you're going to get to hear from Steve Beagleman, who is a franchise expert and veteran, and Steve answers the question, should I go with a small franchise system or a large franchise system? And I thought Steve's response was quite brilliant. So first we'll hear a quick word from our sponsor, and then Steve Beagleman with, should I go with a small franchise system or a large franchise system? Take care, everyone.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach.
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Yeah, very important. So, you know, you've been with small startup franchise companies. You've been at the larger companies. What are some of the big differences between those two type of scenarios, Steve?
Well, Don, smaller companies obviously give a lot of attention to the franchisee. So, you know, every franchisee, you know that franchisee by name. You can get a hold of, you know, the owners of the company or the CEO of the franchise system. Pretty much you build very, very strong relationships when you're joining a smaller system. When you're joining a smaller system, you also typically get your choice of prime territory, maybe in your backyard where you want to be and open a business. You don't want to have to drive an hour to your store every day or your location.
Right.
So you get the prime territory. You get to know the management team, the owners of the company and the concept, and really build that strong relationship. The challenge is the brands aren't as well known, so it takes time. And, you know, obviously you need to make a decision when you're a franchise candidate or a potential franchisee looking at concepts. Do you want to join a company that's in the infancy and the growth stage, or do you want to join a more established, you know, national brand that has presence but's going to have limited locations available? You might have to go a much farther distance to get that location, and they have, you know, proven systems in place. So you're going to have to follow that system to a T, and you're going to deal typically with a regional operations manager and training managers in that region. You're not going to get to know the top level of management in a large company, whether it's a, you know, Dunkin' Donuts or a Dairy Queen or Yum Brands. You're just not going to have that kind of interaction with the top management team. They're just too large of an organization. Again, great companies, but it all depends what you're looking for as a franchise, you know, candidate or potential franchisee.
It's a real interesting question, though, huh? Like, that's where a franchise consultant come in, speaking to an expert like yourself, to really educate someone for that type of decision.
Sure. It is a big decision, and you need to really know yourself to know what you're looking for. If you want an absolute 100% proven concept that's been around, tried and true, then you're going to want to join one of the big chains that have been around for 20-plus years that have,
right,
you know, thousands of units. But if you're more an entrepreneur and you kind of want to feel things out and be a part of the growth strategy of an organization and impact some of the marketing decisions and decisions,
right,
from an operations standpoint for an organization, then you're going to look towards a smaller company that you can have impact, that you could be on the Franchise Advisory Council,
right,
that you could really be involved with decisions that the company makes for growing the brand forward.
If you have more territory, be in on the early part of the curve for that franchise that maybe has had some success so far, but they're really early in their process. So, yeah, real interesting.